not, but... Okay, we're talking about Meister Shani, and we're continuing to speak about Meister Shani from a particular perspective or two. We've spoken about how Meister Shani is something which a person brings to Shalayim, you have the ability to eat it there. We've developed at length questions about the status of Meister Shani really as a karbon, how much Meister Shani really is sort of like our opportunity to eat kachem, how that has different afkaminas as far as the mitzvah of eating it, and owning's ability to eat it, and a variety of different questions that have come up, mamon hedyot, mamon gavoa, etc. We spoke last time about pidyon Meister Shani. Torah tells what happens if you can't bring all, you have a lot of produce, and I can't bring it all to Yerushalayim. I'm too far away and it's going to spoil, or I'm too far away and it's just too heavy, there's too much. So what exactly am I supposed to do? So there's something called Pidyon Meister Shani, where you have the ability to redeem your Meister Shani and to bring that money to Yerushalayim, and with that money to be able to purchase new food inside Yerushalayim. We spoke last time about a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Well, what about, can I be poden Meister Shani not with Kesef, but can I do it with other payros? Would that work also? The Rambam maintains it would. The Ravid maintains it would not. And we saw some discussions in terms of whether or not that would be able to work. What I want to talk about tonight a little bit is to begin a discussion, which we'll have next week also, about the status of Kesef. The Torah tells us that if you want to redeem Meister Shani, so the Torah tells us here, it's in Dvarim Berak Yudalet, for the Sata Bar Kesef, that a person takes money, that a person has the ability to go and to redeem the Kesef, to bring that kesef to redeem it with money, and to bring that money somewhere else to be able to purchase things appropriately. There are a lot of halachas that are dependent on kesef. A lot of halachas that are dependent on the status of thing being money. And one of those again appears to be pidyon Meister Shani. If you want to be poda, that you have to do it. You have to do it with money. That is just some basic halachas. It's clear that not all forms of coins are necessarily okay. The Mishnah on Meister Shani in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, tells us that as follows. It has to be ma'os that's in your reshus. You can't redeem it with money that's not currently in your property. It has to be money that is yotzei. It can't be a matbea she'eno yotzei. What the Rambam explains to mean, has to be money that is actually usable. Money you could go and you could buy. Lohotzio, the Rambam explains there, number three. Bechol ma'echel she'yirtza. You could really use this money and buy other things with it. We'll speak in future weeks about a matbea with a tzura and asimon and questions like that. But on some level, it has to be certain coins and coins that are in your property and coins that you could actually use. The Rambam and Hilchos Meister Shani and Perek Dalet, Paskins like that also. Ein poden peiros meiser ela bekesef, shneimar v'tzatzat kesef, that a person has to make sure that they're going to do it with actual money. The Radvaz points out that according to the Rambam, even though the Rambam here emphasized that it has to be done through money, that in truth, says the Radvaz, that's for pidyon. There's another track called chilul, which is done with peiros on peiros. But if you're going the normal track of doing it on money, has to be with actual coins, and you can't do it on anything else. Again, although there is this other track, not called pidyon, but called chilul, where I'm transferring from peiros to other peiros. Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna points out that the coins that you're able to use don't have to be coins, dafka from Kesef. Don't have to be dafka silver coins, he points out, from the Chaz Nishan, from others. It could even be coins that are from Nechoshes. It can be from other forms of metal. It could be from gold. It could even be from wood or earthenware coins. As long as imhu yotzei bihotza'a, as long as they are coins that could be used, that is considered to be okay. And, af agav, even our coins nowadays that are not standard in that the coins themselves have no inherent worth. The penny is not worth a cent because it's worth a cent worth of metal or silver. Nevertheless, the coins of nowadays you are allowed to use. Shapir chashav shivoy ulefiza, you're really totally good to go. So that is just an introduction. It has to be done through actual coins. It requires kesef. And the kesef that you require has to be kesef in your property. Mishnah tells us, kesef you could use to buy other things. That kesef does not have to be, as the Rechaim Kefti points out, actual silver. It can be other things also. It could be wood or earthenware or things like that. It's all considered to be good. We'll get the bills hopefully at the end. Bills is an important question that we'll get to as far as dollar bills and checks.
For chol, is that able to do for money also? Or
no, it's probably just payros to payros, whatever that means. Yeah. Okay. What about we're going to speak about two or three different issues about what kind of money. So one issue is Shava Kesef. In general, the Mishnah tells us in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Beis, and the Rishonim there, very famously, Tosfos and the Ramban and the Tosfos Tachas, the Rishonim speak about this. In most halachas in which you require money, Kesef, anything which is Shava Kesef also counts. So as an example, a person wants to be Mekadesh, a woman, so they have one way of being Mekadesh, a woman is through money. But you don't require an actual coin. No one that gets married nowadays gives their wife an actual coin under the chuppah. Rather, you give a ring. A ring is Shava Kesef. That's quoted already in the Sefer Chinuch, but the Mefurash Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Bedinar uveshava dinar, that a person's allowed to give the value of it. In general, that's what's true in most areas of halacha. The Rishonim debate, are there Gezeris HaKsuvim, the opinion of Tosfos, that this idea that Shava Kesef counts also like Kesef. There are Psukim and Eved Ivri and in the Zikin that teach us that the value also counts as Kesef. Or alternatively, do we assume more like maybe the Ramban or the Tosfos Tach or maybe some other, that it's much more of a Svara. If money works, so money is all about value. So if a quarter works, so does the value of a quarter, in which case Shava Kesef would also be good. There are, however, at least three main exceptions where we require Kesef and Kesef Dafka. And Shava Kesef, the value of money, does not count. What are those three things? So the Mishnah in Bechoros tells us, and on Daf Mem Tes, V'kulam niftim b'kesef u'b'shava kesef, a lot of different payments, Pidyon HaBen, Eved Ivri, all those things you could pay with Kesef or Shava Kesef. Chutz Mishkalim, Machatzis HaShekel. Every year, beginning of Chodesh Adar, a person has to give Machatzis HaShekel, half a shekel. That is not sufficient to give the value of half a shekel. You require real Kesef, real coins there. The Gemara in Meseches Bechoros there on Daf Nun Aleph adds in additional exceptions. The one that is most important for us is Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni, also Shava Kesef, is not considered to be good. It's not enough but having a value. Rather, a person requires actual Kesef. You require actual coins. That's something which is required. Rav Schechter points out, and this is in source number 11 on the sheet, it's an article he wrote in a Kol Tzvi, in a journal of the Kol Elyon, in Meseches Bechoros, where Schechter points out the following. It's a very brief ha'ara, but an important one nonetheless, especially if you are someone that likes figuring out the Torah's perspective on like capitalism and things like that. Schechter points out that there are sociologists that argue that the entire idea of coins, of a madbeya, is essentially like an evil idea. Coins are there to exploit poor people. Coins are there because people are greedy and want to amass enormous amounts of wealth. And it is easier to amass enormous amounts of wealth if you have actual coins. However, points out Rav Schechter, that is clearly not the Torah's perspective. Because we see from the din of Pidyon Meiser Sheni, from the din of Machatzis HaShekel, that there are certain contexts where the Torah demands Kesef Dafka. That in the Torah's ideal reality, there would be actual coins. The Chaznish, he references here the Chaznish in Siman Ayin Beis, the other day, you can look in there in the sheet, in source number 10, the Chaznish speaks about it in different contexts as far as being Meshiv HaGezeil on questions like that in Tashlumin, but it is pretty clear that the Torah does believe that coins are something which is valuable, and coins is something which is considered to be positive, and that's why for Machatzis HaShekel, a person requires coins. Not only that, but within Meiser Sheni, we're very specific about the kinds of coins. In your property, has to be coins that are usable in other contexts. That's all considered to be there. Okay. Let's skip for a moment. If you go to source number 23 on the sheet, the Torah tells us, the Gemara and Meseches Kiddushin tells us as follows. Okay, so Kesef works. What about Shtar? Does a Shtar also work? So Gemara tells us, Malak Kesef Shekein Podim Bo Hekes Meisha Sheni, Tomer Shtar Shein Podim Bo Kesef Meisha Sheni, the Gemara appears to have a havmin there, and the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara tells us that the only way you can be podim Meiser Sheni is with actual kesef, but you would be unable to be podim Meiser Sheni through a shtar. The Gemara did have such a hava amina. that a shtar would work. But the Gemara assumes, end of the day, a shtar would not be good to be poda meiser sheni. There is a machlokes, Rashi and the Rashba, there in Mesachas Kiddushin, what was the hava amina that a shtar would work also? What was the hava amina that a shtar would work also? Rashi maintains the hava amina was that if my shtar, says Rashi, for sure I require actual money. That's clear in Chumash. The hava amina was that if I wrote a shtar, and in the lashon of the shtar, I was mechayiv myself in the shtar to then pay the value of the pidyon, that maybe that would be sufficient. But for sure you actually need money. There's no hava mina otherwise. It wouldn't be a regular star. It's a star hischaivas. A star in which I would obligate myself. That, says Rashi, was the only hava mina. What's motivating Rashi? So part of what's motivating Rashi is it's clear you require real kesef. The Rashba, however, suggests that there's no way that would ever be a hava mina. Such a star would never be a workable star. We can never think that such a star would facilitate pidyon. Such a star is not good enough for kiddushin. If you wanted to give your wife a star under the chuppah that says, I'm going to pay you a shabbat pruta later, that would not be sufficient. Rather suggest a Rashba, but maybe the Gemara's hava amina was, if I wrote a straight-up star kinyan on the pidyon, if I wrote a straight-up star that says, I'm acquiring the peros through this star, then maybe that would be sufficient. That was the Gemara's hava mina, such a star would be okay.
Would that mean that the hava mina would be whether or not, if you did it anyway, would it
protect? So it probably wouldn't be anyway, because the kesef need, but it, misvara for sure. Why would it be? Let me just chaz. I just want to be clear. We did because I have no idea. I'm all over the place. I want to make sure and see if we're okay. We're speaking tonight about how the pidyon has to take place with money. Has to take place with specific money. Shavu kesef is not considered to be sufficient. It's a special limud that meiser sheni requires actual coins. The Gemara tells that shtar does not work. There was a hava amina that maybe a star would be able to work. How would there be a hava mina that star would be able to work? Rashi says, you for sure need to pay money. The hava mina was a star that obligates me to pay money. Maybe that would be sufficient. The Rashba says, no, that's a worthless star. The only hava mina was that a star kinyan, a star is the mean kona, that was what would be sufficient. You can look in source number 26 for some analysis of the Salvechek. Here we get to an intriguing question with halach lemaisa nafkamina to tie things together a little bit. And we'll try to give some applications of it. What is the status? Shtar is not good and a matbeya is good. A coin is good. What is the status of a dollar bill? Is a dollar bill more along the category of a matbeya? A dollar bill is in the category of a coin. It essentially is the same thing as quarters, just it happens to be on a piece of paper. Or to what extent is a piece of paper, especially given the fact that it is inherently worth very little, conceptually much more similar to an actual star? So can I be poda meiser sheni with dollar bills? Would that be okay or would that not be okay? In general, in halacha, that is a major nafkamina, the status of actual dollars, the status of shkalin, not the coins, the actual paper. Is that more along the line of a star, which is not good for meiser sheni, or is it more along the lines of actual gufo mammon? It's worth something. It's really like the status of kesef itself. That has nafkaminas not only for meiser sheni, but for other areas of halacha also, such as pidyon haben. Does pidyon haben have to be, let's say I do it through, if it can't be done, I a shtar, can it be done through dollar bills or not? What exactly is the status? Here, the Chasam Sofer has a chiddush. Rav Asher Weiss and Shuvah Michas Asher and Chelik Aleph has a long discussion about this. It was about someone who was not sure if their own pidyon haben was done through dollar bills or potentially a check. And the question was, is that good for pidyon haben? And are they good to go? Or do they have to be choshesh? It's not good. And they have to make it back. Now, that's different than Shavu kesef. Shavu kesef has value. This does not have any inherent value. It's just a piece of paper. So is that worse? It's more of like an actual star, not like Shavu kesef itself. So what's the halacha? So in general, there's a very famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer writes in Yerodei Ansem and Kufla Medalin, the Chasam Sofer writes that in truth, he thinks that Shtar Kesef, dollars also, what's the equivalent of our dollars, have the status of Kesef itself. But how can that be? Where's their actual value? Isn't it just more like a star that it's like a riot to something? Where's the actual value? So the Chasam Sofer is mechadesh that it has value midin dina demachlusa dina. Since the government says this has value, and we all function in a certain sense within sheish lechabe kesef hamemshala, we function within the government's assessment of value of things. Says the Chasam Sofer, v'zmaneinu have gufo mamon. It's gufo mamon, and therefore it's ki'ilu yesh bo erech atzmi. It's as if it has inherent value. However, the Oneg Yontif in Yerodei and Siman Kuf Beis argues with the Chasam Sofer. And the Oneg Yontif says that no. Coins have an inherent value because the metal itself is actually worth something. That's gufo mamon. But that is a something. The shtaros themselves have no value at all. A dollar has no value. It's more like a raya. It's more like it's not inherently valuable. It's not considered to be kesef, in which case it's going to be puzzle for pidyon haben. So their machlokas, which has to do with pidyon haben, is a machlokas with a lot of different implications. The Chazon Ish relates to this in Yerodeya there in that same piece in Siman Ayin Beis. A check may be different. A check may be much more of a raya because it can't be used by any individual person. It's more like if I'm holding onto this check and it has my signature on it, then it has certain implications. So part of the question is, what would be the din for Meiser Sheni if I used other money, if I used dollars to be poed in Meiser Sheni, what would that be? Kesef, good. Shavik Kesef, not good. Shtaros, not good. What's the status of a dollar? Is it just like a coin or not? So if you look in terms of Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amunah, quoting the Chazon Ish, and of Mordechai Elio, quoted here in source number, I don't even know what on the sheet, 28 on the sheet, you'll see a bit of a machlokas. Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes as follows, again quoting the Chazon Ish. He says like this, V'yafa gav dimat be'od bizman hazeh ein lehem shivoy atzmi, mikomakom kevan sheyes ben shivoy, Mitzum shehein matbeya, shaper chasav shivui. A coin, it's a coin. Even though it doesn't have much inherent value, it's a coin. And you can use it. It serves a function. You're good to go. Ulefize, podim afim matbeya shel niyar. You could use even a coin made out of paper, i.e. a dollar bill. Ella, says the Chazon Ish, don't do this. Shein osin maisa b'mash lo shamanu mi raboseinu. Even though I think me ikir hadin, it really should be okay. Lemaisa, it's not what people do. They do it more with coins. And therefore, you shouldn't do it like that. So you do have some that argue that this is begeder kesef. It's begeder kesef also. If you go, though, to the last makar, to source number 28 in the sheet, with Mordechai Elio here in source number 28, he writes as follows. Ein lechal maiser sheni al shtar kesef. Do not do chilol pidyon on a dollar bill. V'em asa kein, and if you would do it, ein haperos mechulalim, it would not even be chal b'di'evet. V'yachol lahamshech l'shtamesh b'shtar l'chol hatzorech. And you continue using that dollar, no chashash at all. Now, is it so pashto Reb Chaim Kanievsky would say that? Lav dafka. Because, at least the pashtas, if it's really that I hold it works, me'ikar din just, we don't want to do it because Rabbi Hosseinu didn't do it, so I shouldn't do it. But if I would, what would it be? But Mordechai Yo clearly assumes it's not begeder kesef, and therefore it would not even be chal b'di'evet. Look in source number, in the footnote there, that's sheer from Mordechai Yo. Al pi dvarim, it has to be kesef. We are, the Gemara Darshan, the Rabos, kol ba'alei tzura, has to have a certain shape and form to be good. He says, ule inyin chilol al shtar, kasev achazan nis, that even though you could have said, you could have said that they're really similar. He says, no, ain't those in mice of a dover, so trying to be saying it. Okay. But he holds, Umasha Kasav, according to Mordechai Yo, Sha'af b'di'evet doesn't work. That's because he thinks, even though the Chasam Sofer says it works for maybe Pidyon HaBen, You can't extend that to other contexts, other poskim argue. So he thinks it would not even be good b'di'evet. Let's chalav yisrael tonight. Again, next week will be a little bit more lumdus as far as the Haggadah of Kesef. But tonight, introducing things, Meiser Sheni were makbet on Kesef. Shavu Kesef is not considered to be good. Star is not considered to be good, although we do have a havamina why star maybe would be or would not be considered to be okay. What is the status of actual money? So the status of actual money, so that's going to be a little bit of a, of our dollars, that's going to be a bit of a machlokas in general, machlokas dafka here. We have time for like another issue? Okay. There's one more factor that relates to the money piece that is an incredibly intriguing one, of which there really is some nice lumdus to following. There's a Gemara Masechet about Metzia and Daf Nun Beis, as well as the Gemara comes up there also on Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara is talking about what do you do if you have Meister Sheni that is not worth a Shava Pruta. In all areas of Halacha, Bederaka, we assume anything that is less than Shava Pruta, this is the standard Mahalach, anything less than a Shava Pruta is not called Mammon. It's not called money if it's only worth a penny, assuming it's not Shava Pruta. What is the status if I have my tasheni worth less than a shavu pruta? So here we have an intriguing machlokas harishonim. The Gemara seems to say that you'd be unable to be poda it. If I have my tasheni worth less than a shavu pruta, I can't be poda it. How come? Because I have to be poda it through kesef. And kesef, this is the possibility, Michasinus explains it. And kesef, it's only considered to be mammon if it's worth a shavu pruta. And therefore, I can't redeem it if it's worth less than a shaveh pruta. That's one mahalach. Within that mahalach, which may be the opinion of Rashi, maybe other Rishonim also, it sounds like it is Meiser Sheni, just you can't be poded. It is Meiser Sheni, but you can't be poded. Because the Meiser opinion requires Pachah Meiser Pruta. So what can I do? So you have other options. Either I could include it with other Meiser Sheni, or don't be poded. Go bring it to Yushalayim, eat it in Yushalayim. But that's one mahal. Again, if you require real money, I can't be poded without of it. However, the Shikut Betas there, Meseches Bamitzia and Daphne Gimel, quote the Shita of the Ravid. And the Ravid Shita goes one step further. The Ravid appears to understand, and some, I'm sorry it's on the sheet, but it's towards number 19 on the sheet. The Ravid appears to understand something much more intense. The Ravid writes that if you have Meiser Sheni less than Shavu Pruta, not only can you not be poda it, but he thinks you actually don't even need to on a Doraisa level be poda it. Rather, you could eat it outside of Yerushalayim, lefi she'ein lo kesef. If you can't be poda it because it's not worth a Shavu Pruta, it's actually not even begeder Meiser Sheni. And you're actually allowed to just eat it outside of Yerushalayim entirely. And the Achronim are down in the question, the Chaz Nish, the Moreshes Moshe here in church number 22 on the sheet, as to does it have any Dine Meiser Sheni at all? Can an Onen eat it if it's Pach Meiser Pruta? Can you eat it Betumma? Is it just a Din L'Inyan Haval Yerushalayim or not? But what the Rishonim here seem to be arguing about, it sounds like it's not so possible, at least for many Rishonim, like the passage in the Gemara, to be Podem Meiser Sheni with a Pach Meiser Pruta because you require real Kesef. And this is less than Kesef. But maybe for the Ravid, it goes one step further, which is, it's not even really fully Meiser Sheni if it's Mufka from the world of Mammon. If it's worth less, you could even eat it outside, and some Achronim entertain the possibility it's not Meiser Sheni at all, you could really eat it with Tumah and things like that. So what we more or less saw tonight, as far as our Hakdama to some of the Pidyon ideas, Meiser Sheni you have to redeem with money. And similar to Machas Zashekel, you have to do a Dafka with Kesef. The Gemara says Kiddushin, you can't do it with Star. Sometimes we're not sure what's called Kesef and what's called a Star. Dollar bills, are those called Kesef or are those called a Star? A check, is that called Kesef, is that called a Star? Even our coins themselves, some question, because it's not worth the actual value that it's not worth like 10 shekel coin, it's not worth inherently 10 shekel. But those are all discussions in postgame, how you're going to categorize different things. Nafkamina, Limaisa, let's say, could I be poded with dollar bills? For sure I could with Shkolim and the like, what about with dollar bills? Would that be considered okay or not? We then saw this idea of money. That's why I also can't be poded with money if it's less than a Shavu Pruta. And it could be for the Raiva, it's even considered to be kemat nothing, above us in that. Next week we're going to try to speak about is just kesef in different areas of halacha, and to fine-tune as far as some of the lumdas, comparing different areas of Torah, as far as the standards for kesef and the like. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. It is wonderful to be back in our Tzeinu HaKedosha.